retocai o céu de anil, bandeirolas no cordão, grande festa em toda a nação.
We know now that in the early years, despite the
attempts
to, the world is being watched closely by intelligent
beings
greater than man, and yet as mortal as his own. We know now that as human beings busied themselves about their various concerns, they were scrutinized and studied, perhaps almost as narrowly as a man with a microscope might scrutinize the transient creatures that swarm and multiply in a drop of water. With infinite complacence, people went to and fro over the earth about their little affairs, serene in the assurance of their dominion over this small, spinning fragment of solar driftwood, which by chance or design, man has inherited out of the dark mystery of time and space.
I'm Annie.
And I'm Parker.
And you're listening to
WGXC Acra.
Hudson.
Catskill. 90.7 FM.
Amazing!
Moments before he's hit with a 40-foot wall of sulfuric acid that will horribly burn everything in its path. Now, that's real acid, so I see goggles, people.
My eyes, the goggles do nothing.
It's almost always safety first at the Thingularity Radio Program, so don't let that happen to you. Have your questions answered by sending them to catskillmakersinfo@gmail.com and tune in every first Thursday of the month at 7 p.m. on WGXC 90.7 FM Acra or anytime at WGXC.org.
La despensa de alimentos de Catskill está localizada en la parroquia de la Iglesia de St. Luke en Catskill, en la calle William, número 50. La despensa está abierta todos los viernes de la 1 hasta las 4 de la tarde. La comida sana es un derecho. Para más información, bienvenidos a todos a venir, llamar por teléfono a 551-299-2456, mirar la página web catskillfoodpantry.org o conectar con nosotros en Facebook en Catskill Food Pantry.
Wave Farms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous support of Ralph Gartner of Valencia, New York. WGXC supporters care deeply about creative community radio. Their generosity and investment keep this unique station viable. You, too, can become a monthly supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and establishing a donation at the amount of your choosing. We hope you will do so. Thank you so much for your support.
Of the delights of the
Can you hear me? Welcome. Welcome to the start of the Grand Master Star Radio Hour. I'm your host, Red Swan. Oh! And you just heard Mirage from Clinic. And don't forget that you're listening here on WGXC, Acra 90.7 FM Radio. Thank you for tuning in on this later evening hour. Not my normal show time. Normally my show is every fourth Sunday from 7 to 8 p.m. But not today. Today I'm here on this Thursday at 9 o'clock. And you know what? I'm excited. I don't often do late shows, but I think I want to play around with that more. Especially as it gets colder, because you know it's cold, like as of yesterday. And it's getting darker earlier. And so that makes me want to be inside more, doing radio. And currently playing is some broadcast is my background music. And this is Accidentals. And we got a new board here in the studio, so I'm very excited to play around with it because this is my first show doing it. Or this is my first show with this new board. So, very exciting. And I haven't been in the studio alone since early August, and so that's been a long while for me. And I'm really, really glad to be here again. And to catch up. You know, it feels like there's a lot of catching up that I haven't gotten to do since I last was here on my lonesome, doing my thing. But we'll get into that stuff later. Thanks for tuning in and being here. And yeah, the first song I played was from this band called Clinic. I recently was seeing a movie at the Catskill Community Movie Theater that just reopened. And they were playing music before the show started, which I really appreciated. And this song from this band, Clinic, was playing. Not the song I started out with, but the one I'm going to play next. And I really liked it. And so I found it, and then I realized I already had some of their music in my library. And so, yeah, just made me want to look into more of their music and see what they're all about. And so we're going to hear some more Clinic. And this next song is called Mr. Moonlight, which I feel is very fitting for... Yeah, we just had a full moon. Even though the moon is very maternal, feminine energy, this song's called Mr. Moonlight. And I had a lot of moonlight on me the night of the full moon, and it was very nice. So... this is the Grandmaster Star Radio Hour, Full Moon Come Down edition. And here is Mr. Moonlight from Clinic. Thank you. trying something out. Maybe you can hear a slight effect on my voice. The new board has magic elements to it. And so I'm going to play around with those magic elements and hope that you can still understand me. Because it's all a trial and error. Currently playing is 8 from Dean Blend, Inga Copeland. I like using this song as my background music a lot because it's perfect for that. And I really like this song. And before that, you heard the rip from Portishead. I love Portishead a lot. And before that was N.I.T.A. from the Young Marble Giants. Or just Young Marble Giants, it's not the... I really like that band as well. That's a great album. It's from this album called Colossal Youth from Young Marble Giants. They got some really cool stuff out there. You should go check it out. And yeah, next up I'm going to play some Jeff Buckley because I recently watched the Jeff Buckley documentary that got like released. I think re-released maybe. Excuse me. And yeah, it was really good. I had not had my Jeff Buckley moment. Not out of, you know, lack of desire or anything against Jeff Buckley. I just like hadn't gotten there. And I knew that when I listened or when I watched the documentary that the time would come. And it did. And so I've been listening to a lot of Jeff Buckley. And that makes me really emotional. I always liked Tim Buckley's music, his father. And so it was really interesting to watch the documentary and to kind of learn a bit more of the background of their history, which was a bit complicated. But, yeah. Shout out to you, Jeff Buckley, and your beautiful voice. Rest in peace. So, yeah. Next, I'm going to play some Jeff Buckley from this live album from the cafe that he worked at and would often perform before he got all big and famous. And this is a cover of a Nina Simone song. I don't know if it originated from Nina Simone, but I know that he was a big Nina Simone fan, and so I'm assuming that's where he, you know, got the inspiration to sing this song. But he did a very, very beautiful rendition of it, and it's really lovely. So I'm going to play that, and it's called Be Your Husband. Check it out.
Oh, you're rolling. Goodness. Is there any reverb to roll with? Yes, he wants it out here. We're just tuning it up. Lovely thing it is. Reverbing.
Be my meant to, I cook and sew.
Oh, if you want me to, I cook and sew. If you want me to, I cook and sew. Outside of you, there is no place to go. Well, don't you treat me so, well, doggone me, yeah.
Teenage Mary said, Uncle Dave, I saw my soul must be saved. Gonna take a walk down Union Square. You never know who you're gonna find there. You gotta run, 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 run. Take the dragon too. Run, 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 run. Jim's a dead for you. Hey, what to do? Margarita Passion, I had to get her fixed. She wasn't well, she was getting sick. Went to sell her soul, she wasn't high. Didn't know, think she could buy it. She would run, 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 run. Take the dragon too. Run, 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 run. Gypsy death in you. Tell you what to do.
Right through that barn door, and I see.
I can see it in you. You've got that crazy feeling. Na 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 na. You've got that crazy feeling. I've had that crazy feeling too. Now everybody knows that business ends at three. Everybody knows an after hours love is free. And you really are a queen. Oh, such a queen, such a queen. And I know 'cause I've made the same scene. I know just what you mean because you got that crazy feeling. Nah, 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 you got that crazy feeling. That crazy feeling deep inside. Now I can see it in your eyes. You got that crazy feeling. Nah, nah, nah. You got that crazy feeling. You got that crazy feeling too. I feel just like you. Feel just like you.
Got that crazy feeling like Lou Reed's talking about? I'd say I do, honestly. You know, in like a pretty neutral way. In a pretty changing of seasons type way. Because, yeah, it's officially fall. And before you know it, winter's going to be here. And I'm trying not to be too negative about it. So I got this magic effect on me again. Let me know how it's working out. This is awesome. So, yeah, that was Crazy Feeling from Lou Reed. I love the church bells in that song. Been really hitting home with that one recently. I actually heard it. The other day when I was at the Avalon listening to a fellow WGXC DJ spinning some vinyl, and that DJ is from the Belt of Venus, so check out their show. It was amazing. And I was playing pool, and then I heard Crazy Feeling come on. I was like, dang, yeah, this song's amazing. So I've been rocking with it. And before that was the Velvet Underground with Run, Run, Run. And I enjoy that song a lot, especially like at this time of night. It just really hits different when it's dark outside for me, especially in headphones or when you're just like, I don't know, doing something with yourself, like drawing or something. And then before that was When Fortune Smiles from Kitty Craft. I don't know much about that band, but I recently was listening to a little bit of their stuff, and I thought that it paired well from this audio. I was attempting to line up a bit better than it ended up going from the movie The Unbelievable Truth that I recently watched, and I really enjoyed it. It was like far out, kind of, in some ways. And I was into it. It was kind of my kind of movie, honestly. So, yeah, that's pretty ambiguous, but I recommend watching it, and I don't want to really say much about it besides just if you are interested in weird movies or movies that don't make a ton of sense, but it's kind of like part of the vibe. Then yeah, The Unbelievable Truth. The unbelievable truth. Wow, these magic effects are, yeah, gonna be my new best friend. All right, So in our time away from each other, since I was last on here, I mean, I was on here last with a guest, which was amazing. But before that, a month ago now, actually a month to the day, that's funny, I was seeing the Brian Jonestown Massacre in concert in none other than New York City at Webster Hall. And, you know, it was really amazing. That's, you know, they're a band that I really hold near and dear. And so seeing them live was a dream for a long while. And I went there with some good friends. And it was amazing. It was really, really lovely to finally see them live and to see Anton Newcomb and Joel up there playing the tambourine. And Anton being himself, you know, I feel like I got to witness exactly what I wanted to witness from seeing the Brian Jonestown Massacre live in a lot of ways. And so that was amazing. And I also saw Robert Lester Fulsom this summer that I never got to mention here on air. But that was also phenomenal and something I wasn't sure if I'd ever get to see. But the concert started really late, and I go to bed pretty early, so that was, like, the only downside. But he was amazing live. His band was amazing. It was great. Love Robert Lester Fulsom. But back to Brian Jonestown Massacre. I found this video earlier of, well, it's titled Brian Jonestown Massacre Therapy Session. And I was like, okay, well, what is this? And I'm going to play it for you, and you can hear what it is. So, here's the Brian Jonestown Massacre therapy session.
As powerfully as they can.
During our exploration of bands in disharmony, we discovered one group teetering on the brink of total emotional meltdown. The Brian Jonestown Massacre. A retro 60s band fond of jangly tunes, but their performances can degenerate into quarrels so violent they're thrown out of their own concerts.
This guy over here has had too much to drink. Wait, what the f***ing kink is? The f*** that you're afraid to tell his f*** is gay. You're f***ing out.
Was formed in 1990 in San Francisco by volatile guitarist Anton Newcomb. Over 40 previous members have quit in frustration because of Anton's relentless abuse. I found a safe environment to talk to the current members at Carmine's, a nurturing family-style restaurant in New York City.
If a band is a family unit, what would your role be?
I just never really specified those like categories. Like, I'd be the maid. I'm just another brother amongst brothers, you know what I mean?
Are you the mother? I mean...
Yeah.
You're the mother.
Yeah. I just go along with the flow, pretty much.
Well, let me see. Anton would be the father.
Like most families caught in a cycle of abusive behavior, victimized members felt powerless to confront the egomaniacal father figure.
Do you sometimes play a role of a disciplinarian?
I'm pretty relaxed about that, but I get really frustrated. I have my own problems.
Right.
Clearly, this band needed the guidance of a professional. Dr. Cox agreed to lead a group therapy session. I was allowed to sit in with two ground rules. I was not allowed to bring up my own problems, and I had to pay for the session.
Well, that's what ends up happening in this group. There's frustration, there's an explosion.
Like, you should have done this 10 hours ago. All you guys together?
I don't care.
Obviously, you don't care.
I don't care.
And it kind of festers. It usually goes away.
Uh-huh.
But then it comes back again another day.
But there are ways of getting past that. I mean, you can make...
How do we get past that?
Well, for example, you can make communication agreements with each other.
No.
You can't.
No.
No.
I will...
kill you.
Anton had developed a habit of violently humiliating his bandmates at every possible opportunity.
Because you have no idea the level of personal sacrifice that I make. It doesn't even f-ing compare. It doesn't even f-ing compare.
In other words, it doesn't compare to my sacrifice.
No, it's all the way. There's no isolation comfort zone. I need my up here.
I don't want to try to talk to someone and then have them go, "You don't know.
I have myself in this world. I don't have a lame-ass illusion like you have. But I have myself." More than
I really don't think anything that could be said could be damaging.
You don't think anything that could be said can be damaging? You don't think words can be damaging?
I don't think, for some reason, I don't sense any hostility in anybody.
Start yelling at people and calling them idiots, whatever, even though you may not mean it. It's just like, yeah, it's just hard for a lot of people to deal with, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
In any creative venture, damage gets done, you know.
Yeah.
I don't think you can avoid damage. It's what you do with it once it's done, you know. Do you have some ways to heal as well as hurt?
After the brutal honesty and rigorous self-examination, we needed to relax, reflect, and find out if the band felt that their issues were addressed.
Which one, Joel?
Oh, I'd like a Jetstar Jumbo.
How do you guys think it went?
Well, originally I talked to the doctor on the phone, and he had certain reservations. Initially, I had certain reservations,
right.
You know, because you don't know what to expect. But once we made it clear what our interest was, mm-hmm. I was kind of looking forward to it, even though, because I am a little bit shy.
Right.
Of any band that I know of, we certainly could use that Dr. Cox, you know.
I would like to see him again.
Yeah.
Because I think we need to get deeper into some things. We were being kind of timid.
You know? Well, like he said, you know, you need a, you know, it's a thing that happens over time, you know. And just
you know, I'll tell you something. You guys seem so different from at the beginning of the day.
What do you mean?
I think they have a desire to resolve issues. I think by the end of our conversation, they were a little clearer that maybe this would help.
The Brian Jonestown Massacre is plagued by so many problems. Will they stay together and thrive? Or will they explode in one final spasm of onstage madness? Like family relationships of all kinds, anything is possible when there's a fearless commitment to change, a whole lot of love, and the help of a dedicated professional.
La 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 la
Wasn't that a entertaining, to say the least? It's really funny to watch that video as well, because afterwards, after their therapy session, they just go get ice cream together. It's pretty cute. And now playing is The Devil May Care, Mom and Dad Don't, from the Brian Jonestown Massacre. And this has been the Grandmaster Star Radio Hour. I'm going to let this song play, and I got another one for you. And I will be back in like a week and a half. I'm going to do another show on October 20th. Right here on WGXC 90.7 Acre, Catskill, Hudson. Listener supported. Radio for open ears. So I'll be back here. Red Swan. But it'll be a later show. It will be from 10 p.m. to midnight, if you can believe it. Which I'm excited for. I'm excited for a late show. I like the occasional late show. And maybe I'll have a special guest. And it'll be right before Halloween. So I'm sure that will come up. So yeah, that'll be October 20th on a Monday from 10 to midnight. And yeah, thank you so much for listening, for supporting WGXC and community radio. We couldn't do it without you. So I'll see you very soon, or I'll hear you, or you'll hear me very soon. Okay, happy full moon come down, and happy fall, and get some good rest. Okay. Ciao.
Lynch Theater. So thoughtful and so kind you are. And I'm so thankful there are people like you in this world. So we're going to continue on, and I wish, no matter what the weather is, I wish for all of you blue skies and golden sunshine internally all along the way. Everyone, have a great day.
Yet not afraid to fall. secure in the embrace of omnipresence. I am away from Caesar's parents wherever he turns. He knows he is not alone. I am not free. Protected by the power of the divine intellect. Unfolding every moment as knowledge opens me. Perceiving more each day the true meaning of the ancients when they said, I am vast.